I'm here with Peter DeShazo to discuss the earthquake in Haiti. He is director of the Americas program at CSIS. Before joining CSIS in 2004, he was a member of the career U.S. Senior Foreign Service, serving as Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Western Hemisphere Affairs and Deputy U.S. Permanent Representative to the Organization of American States. Ambassador DeShazo, the earthquake in Haiti was a tremendous disaster. Can you describe the amount of aid necessary for recovery from such a disaster?
Well, it's very difficult to put a figure on it, but clearly an enormous amount of aid is needed. The earthquake was very strong. It created a terrible human tragedy, and has, at least from the reports that are in, done enormous damage to the capital city, to Haiti's, albeit weak, infrastructure, but to roads, buildings, electricity, sewage. One can only imagine the hospitals, the infrastructure, which was again a very incipient one anyway, is in ruins. So I would imagine a very large amount of aid is needed.
Okay. What are the underlying issues in Haiti that magnified this disaster, or why is Haiti so disaster prone?
Well, the underlying matter is Haiti's poverty, and this has been a factor in Haiti since basically the time of its independence. Haiti is the second oldest republic in the Western Hemisphere. Became independent after the United States in 1804. And this poverty, both at a personal level and at a national development level, means that the country is especially vulnerable. Its citizens live, some up in the range of 80% live on under $2 a day, under very difficult circumstances. So even in the best of times, Haiti finds itself in a difficult situation. But with a natural disaster like this, putting so much additional pressure on an already weak system, the peril that people must confront is even greater in terms of health, in terms of housing, in terms of access to water, all of the most basic needs.
Although Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere and has a history of political and economic problems, the country has shown positive signs of late. How does this disaster affect that?
This is a very unfortunate hit in terms of Haiti. It would be terrible in any circumstances, but Haiti had been, since the departure of Aristide in 2004, been recovering in a slow but definitely positive manner. Its economy had been growing. There had been increased investment from the outside. The government was slowly taking shape that could produce and provide more services. The Haitian National Police, which had been basically defunct in 2004, had been built up with the help of the UN Stabilization Mission to about 10,000 strong, which is not enough for a country the size of Haiti, but is still a whole lot better than it had been before. And the presence of the UN mission, about 11,000 strong, and between police, military, and civilian officials, meant that there was a commitment from the international organization that was sustained and very helpful to Haiti. So the signs were positive. They were maybe the most positive signs that Haiti had seen in a long time. So this is a big setback.
Let's discuss the disaster response for a moment. How difficult will the coordination be across the various U.S. government agencies involved, as well as the coordination with foreign governments and NGOs?
The coordination will be difficult in the sense that there are so many different entities that respond. The U.S. government coordination, it has greater control over what can be done. There will be any number of foreign governments, non-government associations who will want to channel aid to Haiti, to respond to this terrible tragedy. The Haitian government, and under the best of circumstances, is not a strong one. It's one that has been slowly being rebuilt since 2004, and is under all of the pressure that one can imagine from the earthquake. So its ability to be an active partner, to help channel and absorb the aid, is more limited. The UN, which would be expected to play in a very important role, is also dealing with, on the ground, a difficult situation. And the infrastructure is poor. The ports, the airport, the entryway for international aid. So coordination of all of this aid is an important consideration, and it's one that one would expect the international organizations like the UN to take an important role in trying to coordinate.
With Haiti being only a few hundred miles from the United States, does the U.S. have a greater obligation to respond than it does to other disasters of this magnitude?
The U.S. has an important obligation to Haiti. Haiti has been historically a country with close ties to the United States since its formation. There's a very large diaspora of Haitians living in the United States. The United States is the largest trade partner of Haiti. It's been the largest provider of bilateral assistance to Haiti traditionally. And so it behooves the United States, and it's important for the United States to take a very strong, very generous, very dedicated position in responding to this tragedy. I know there's a lot of support for it within the U.S. government. President Obama has said the United States is going to respond very firmly to the challenge of providing assistance to Haiti in a timely and effective way. It's important that the United States step up to the plate.
So everyone now is focused on the the immediate disaster response. What is on the long-term agenda for Haiti?
Many of the responses to the disaster, in a way, are reflected on and are linked to the long-term needs of the country. Obviously, the need to respond to the human tragedy at the very beginning with removing the rubble, taking care of the people who have been injured, providing food, shelter, those kinds of things are very immediate. But these are also long-term needs for the Haitian people. The international community has obligated a considerable amount of money in support of Haiti since 2004. There's a sense from the both the country donors and the international financial organizations and a lot of the non-government organizations that there has to be a sustained effort on the part of the international community, and I think the UN mandate in Haiti is reflective of this. What is needed is improved security, again, continuing to improve the Haitian National Police, providing a basic security and stability to the country, improving the capability of the Haitian government to function, to deliver basic goods and services to the people, to revitalizing an economy that is in dire need of investment, to create jobs, to improve basic services, water, sanitation, education, health. All of these have been greatly damaged by the earthquake. But beyond simply providing the most short-term emergency needs, the international community has to rededicate itself to the long-term needs of Haiti, and that means a sustained effort, which has been the approach that's been taken many other times in the past. A lot of money has been channeled into Haiti that did not produce sustained results. This time, everyone has said it's going to be different. We're going to stay and continue to support the Haitian people until there is a viable government and a viable security and economic situation that allows the country to sustain progress in the future.
Thank you so much for your time.
A pleasure.
You have been listening to an interview with Peter DeShazo about the earthquake in Haiti. He is the director of the Americas Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C.